This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breininger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Episode 19. It's Sunday. We're trying to figure out if Eva's a fraud or not. Tune in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, it's Sunday. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
It is Sunday. I'm exhausted and hot. I was in Palm Springs. It's been a long weekend, but I'm happy to be here.
Are you?
Yes. It is Sunday. Welcome to Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show for AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Hollywood Leanne.
And I'm your host, Miss Conversation Piece. And I need a massage. I don't know if that has to do with anything, but
it sure doesn't.
I'm exhausted, y'all, but I'm here.
It sure does not. But what up, guys? It's your girl, Drew Jones.
What's up, party people? It is Erica Edwards.
Yes. We have so much to talk about tonight. We have a fully loaded news and gossip section brought to you by Erica and Miss Convo. So make sure to check that out. We're going to be discussing a lot of things tonight. We're going to get raw and vulnerable with the NeNe things. We're going to get messy with the Marlo and the Tanya thing. And we have a lot to talk about. Phaedra's going to come up in the conversation. You might want to stay tuned. We have a lot to uncover, decipher, and talk about. So let's get into it. NeNe. NeNe is opening up to Marlo, and she's saying, dude, like, I'm not happy. Eva's married. Life is going on in the ATL. This is what we're really getting down to the nitty-gritty. I feel like this is the most honest we've seen NeNe. She kind of just was being real. She was saying, look, I'm not happy, and I'm going to look crazy if I leave him because he's sick. But the point is, I'm not happy, and I can't do this anymore. And I feel like everyone does have a breaking point. Let's start with that.
Well, let's start there, because when you make your vows, you say for better or for worse. And in the middle of worse, you have side effects from medication, and you might get grumpy and grouchy. And I think that's what it is, like maybe some medication side effects. Because he said he doesn't even remember, like, how it happened.
I think he's saying it's not intentional. Like, he doesn't mean to, like, be a jerk.
Because he's emotional and he's taking medication. It's just like with a woman taking certain hormone pills, you know?
I mean, I guess I get the for better, for worse thing. But at the same time, there's a limit to everything. And if you're consistently treating me like trash, I'm not going to stick around for it.
So how do you stick around for the for better or for worse? Like, why are you saying that then?
I'm saying there's a limit to it, though. For better or for worse can mean a lot of things.
Yeah, I can move to the guest house for the better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think a couple of things. One, I think that you do need to be committed to your marriage. It's a serious commitment. However, if it's making you miserable, there is a point where you have to do what's right. And, you know, maybe for both people. But also, I felt, and we can discuss it when we get to it, when she was talking to Greg, he just seemed really like he was really sharing with her deeply, and she almost like didn't really hear him. So like he would say whatever and really try to apologize, and she'd be like, but you don't understand me. Yeah. And it's like she wasn't really listening. She was hearing, but she wasn't really listening. But we can talk about when we get to it.
Yeah.
But
well, maybe it was yeah. I think it was maybe on both sides too, because I feel like he didn't really want to hear her. But yes, we are going to really get down to the nitty gritty. It's just the beginning. We have a lot to talk about. We're talking about the opening, like, life after marriage does go on, obviously. And what's happening now is like a full-blown breakdown investigation. Marlo's like, y'all need to come over. I have some tea and it's boiling hot. And I'm going to spill it. She's a bad server. Along with this ponytail. I blame the ponytail. This ponytail brought out the devil in her.
No, Marlo been messy since day one. That's what she loves and lives for. So, yeah. And I mean, I'm not about celebrating someone's downfall. Like, I get, like, she might be out here frauding these streets, but why are we laughing about somebody's car getting repossessed?
Well, we're talking about the messiness. Like, she got the info from the bridesmaids. We have a source.
Yeah.
Repo cars, fake houses. It's fully, like, on to expose. It felt a little messy in a dirty way just because it was pretty obvious, like, this hanging out was going to be about Eva.
Yeah. I just feel like Marlo is corny because this is literally coming off the brink of Eva's wedding. Like, you couldn't let homegirl have, like, a couple weeks of bliss before you decided to be messy. Also, like, I don't know. You have to think of the source. I have people who I am no longer friends with who have said some crazy stuff about me because they're bitter, and it wasn't true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we don't know the situation with, what's her name, Shanita? Shanita and
the name alone.
She choked somebody at the wedding.
That's what I'm saying. We don't
She's mad about her name.
We don't know what happened with Eva and Shanita. And so to just blindly take someone's word as truth is messy and irresponsible. And I think it's corny of Marlo to just be.
Well, I think she was getting some clarity on it. But this is the thing. Why, when we get mad at friends, are we spilling their tea? That's one.
Because you're not a friend.
Well, okay, one thing a couple things. One is, if the person came to Marlo, then I think it's fair of Marlo to repeat it. Because I feel like if they're all on the show and this person is clearly out to do stuff to Eva, then I'm not sure. I think she should say something. And I think Nene is the person she should say it to. I'm totally confused as to why Thirsty Tanya was there, really, because I don't see why that's relevant. But Marlo has a relationship with Nene, and Nene has a relationship with Eva. So to me, telling Nene, be like, look out for your girl, because this is what's out here in these streets, is valid.
But I think it wasn't a look out for your girl. It was like, let me tell you about how your girl's a fraud. There mm-hmm. was no, like, yeah. It says something to Marlo's character that Shanita decided to go to Marlo to drag Eva.
Of course, it was totally, like, it was very set up. That's the only reason that it feels kind of like yucky, but Nene was making me laugh regardless. We're like, oh no, not the credit.
But this is the thing. Not I think the credit. She went to Marlo because when her and Eva were cool, she obviously was venting about Marlo to her, like, I don't like this B. And so she probably was like, this is the person I need to give the information to. So.
And I will say, as far as the Kevin McCall thing, because I don't think a lot of people know this, but when you are in a relationship where there's, like, domestic violence or something like that, and you have to break leases, one, that affects your credit, and two, a lot of states don't care if you're breaking it because of domestic violence. There's very few states that, like, recently started passing bills that, like, support people who are
renting. I don't think it's the end of the world if she is renting, if her car did get repossessed. I mean, there are housewives and other series that have money issues. I don't think that's a problem. The only issue, really, and I think Marlo's point was about keeping it real, is you're talking about this, this, and that, and you quick to tell us how much you spent $1,000 on your flip-flops. So that's where I kind of have an issue.
Well, then,
like,
Marlo,
stop fronting like you're all of that when you know you're struggling.
Then Marlo, be upfront about where you're getting your money. Because we know it's from Tom, Chad, and
but
Jack.
But she has said it straight on a million. She said it on Watch What Happens Live last week. She's like, I'm going to talk about this one final time. This is where I get my money. And she went down a pretty long list. You know what I mean?
But Marlo also doesn't have a peach. So we can't necessarily hold her to the same standard because she's not not on contract.
I was going to say something in response to what you said way before we got into. We're gonna have to get back to it. We have a lot we have a lot of opinions here, and we're gonna get down to this gate, this Tanya, this Eva gate, because the financial situation is not what we're judging her on. What we're judging her on is the fact that, did you see how happy she was when Candy said, you just spent $100,000 or hundreds of thousands of dollars on your wedding? She was like, I'm like, you're trying to set yourself up to look like a baller when you're not. Like, there's a difference between just being... Like, Bethany on season one of Housewives of New York was totally poor. And the entire Housewives franchise, they were all rich. And that was, like, part of her storyline. The fact that she lived in a shitty apartment. Mm-hmm. The fact that she wasn't married. She had a boyfriend that didn't even want to claim her. Mm. Like, it's about just being real. And we can relate to that. We're not going to relate to Eva. We're not going to feel bad for her if she's not honest with us.
More importantly, she's so quick to talk about what she spent per head. She's so quick to exactly. talk about how much her outfit costs. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's always trying to front deflect. On top of that. Yeah. Yeah. And it's
she
like,
had
okay,
three outfit changes.
Right. And just keep it to yourself. And then we'll see your raggedy house when they take there. Just leave it
but there. But I'm not mad at her not spending money. Like, if that's what she wants to spend her coin on, that's what she wants to spend her coin on.
Exactly.
That's fine, but then if you have, like, don't be covering it up, though, with financial problems underneath, because it's going to come out. You're on a reality show.
I mean, yeah, but I just, like, we haven't seen proof that she had, like, renting a house, I don't think is, like,
it's a not big no, it's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. We haven't seen any evidence.
However,
of her.
You've been in Atlanta, so I don't know anybody really in Atlanta.
It's just the way they're painting
the
it
cost
out.
Of living in Atlanta is pretty
cheaper.
Is a lot cheaper than a lot of other places.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not judging her because I don't own, so I don't really care one way or the other. But to me, just be honest about who you are because that's what we're here for.
Well, we're going to move on. We're going to get down to it eventually. We're going to come back to the situation. But for now, like, I want to talk about another spectrum of the situation. And when she talked about her donor, the baby daddy, obviously it's Kevin. But we're saying that he's crazy and that's why she doesn't want to know. She doesn't want people to know where she lives. That's why she has multiple addresses. That's why she has aliases. It's a protective order. Like, she's running from this guy. But obviously we saw at the end of the episode, that's not really what, you know, everyone's buying, and that's what she's selling. We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty of it. I want to move on because we could talk about this forever. But what we can just dip into is that Todd has a belly and a full beard and is in full daddy mode. He's on board with the new surrogate, but not everybody is. I love this little family meeting because there was realness. We saw that Mama Joyce had emotions. It was crazy. She was the voice of reason. We haven't seen that for a long time. Let's talk about Riley, the kid, and this entire situation. The family matters of the Burrises.
I feel like Riley is like, I'm not about to be nobody's babysitter. And I think because Candy and Todd are so busy, it kind of falls down to her. And I think
that's why
she's like so against it.
Yeah, I totally feel what Riley was saying. Like, you're not here as is and you have two kids that you don't pay attention to. Why the hell are you going to bring a third one in there? And Mama Joyce being like, you know, I wish I would have had more kids because one of mine passed. That's like 2 + 2 = fish. Like, it doesn't really relate to the situation. Like, it's not like a dog. You don't just replace one, you know?
I agree with you, although I give Mama Joyce, like, 1,000 cool points for not, like, doing her lemon into lemonade.
That's
and
true.
Making totally being opinionated and kind of, like, just playing Switzerland and just being like, I'm out of it.
Yeah.
I love that about her, but I absolutely think Riley is correct. And I think it's nice to see Riley really vocalize her concerns because it is fundamentally like, well, really, if your nanny's going to be raising your child, what is the point?
Yeah, and she's a Candy Junior, so she's just getting what you are, girl. Like, and, that is your little offspring right there.
And isn't it sad that your kid is literally practically being like, hey, you don't pay attention to me, or my little brother.
My favorite part was like, he seems to be doing just fine. Yeah. I'm like, he's not old enough to speak yet.
He's like 2.
What if he's like, girl, you ain't around enough. Like,
yeah, I mean, you're on your second restaurant. You're starting this other, like, tour that I'm going to check out. But they do a lot of stuff.
Doesn't he look happy? Doesn't the little baby?
He's 2.
He's 2. He can look happy if we go in his face.
I'm saying, you give a 2-year-old an iPhone and he's like, give a 2-year-old a box and he's happy.
Okay, and then he'll be in school, so be fine.
Well, it was nice that we had some balance. You know, Riley was getting the support from her other half-sister, which we kind of haven't seen them bond.
We saw, like, 2 seconds of her briefly on camera.
I know. But it was nice that they were, like, kind of in a green, sitting on the same couch. Like, they didn't even want to be in the same room for a long time. So it was nice to see that Mama Joyce played another card that we haven't seen before. We needed to see it. And we move on to Portia, who is doing a carnival theme. Wow. You know, this girl loves a party. You know what she doesn't love is budget. How insane was that? I would just be like, No, girl. Like, you're going to have another baby shower, too. Like, this is too much money. Like, you're talking about real estate and finances and talking about, well, it would be economically ridiculous to put this money into it. How about using that sort of common sense when it comes to parties?
I know what you mean, and I feel like Dennis is there. He's like, what's up with the prenup? Because, like, you spending too much money. Like, and Portia makes money, so it's like for him to even bring it up, it's like a subtle hint, like, so you got a baby shower, we got a wedding, like, you're doing too much.
I think we've just seen her go through so much. She's wanted a baby so bad for so long, and we've seen, like, so much of, like, her journey to be a mom that I get that she wants to do it big. So I'm not mad at her
for wanting to do it. Yeah, I get that she wants to do it big, and I support her in that. What's interesting is that I feel like she's just running everything with Dennis, and he seems to kind of just be like, he'll have an idea and then back down. Like, okay, we can live 5 hours from where we work if you say so. Okay.
No, he was not like that.
I don't think he was like that either, but that is actually like, I don't think that that is the right thing to do. I'm on Portia's side with this.
I am too.
Like, you don't need to live in the city, Playboy.
You're not
what,
a bachelor.
You want to go to the club? No, you need to come home to the suburbs.
I mean, but I
where
do,
there's room.
I
mean,
I think, with the minivan.
I think it depends on where you're living. Because I think, realistically, especially here in LA, it depends on the commute. Because really, if you're
it
trying to
it seems like the same kind of thing.
I was gonna say, Atlanta is a different commute than LA.
But it seems like a little mini LA where there's traffic and there's suburbs.
Right.
And the smart people, the real rich people, I mean, look at Kim Kardashian. She's not living in the Hollywood mansions. There's nowhere to, like, you can't even get up, but you can't get out of there if something happened. Like, the real smart people, they live outside of Los Angeles. Thousand Oaks, Calabasas, Woodland Hills, Agoura Hills.
It's about space. But the difference, too, is my point really with him wasn't so much that he wanted to live in the city. I think he had a valid point. If you have a kid and you're trying to get everything together and get to work and get to the studio and get to whatever that's in the city, I think living close to or within a certain amount of perimeter to where you live is a valid point. Not that he needs to be kicking it or in a bachelor pad.
I just think he doesn't want to live in her house.
He shouldn't have to. They should get a new house
in the same kind of suburbs, though. Like, I don't think you should live in the city, especially when you have a new baby. Like, it's, trust me, you're going to want that solitude. You're not going to want the craziness
Move
of the city.
Like, mm-hmm. Move to like.
We would know. We all have children. We're experts over here.
I have a cat.
Okay. I'm going to get a dog, so I'm like candy. I need a dog surrogate. That's
Well, Eva and Candy are talking, and Shanita is the subject. Mm. And she's messy, and Chuck the wedding planner. Once again, someone got choked on Real Housewives of Atlanta, and we didn't get to see the footage. Come on now, y'all.
We almost saw something, but, I mean, what was
jugglers, food, like...
It's confusing to me, though, because if you're not the one getting married, why are you so mad? Like, if Eva wasn't that mad at the wedding planner, why were you that mad?
That's very true.
Because you want to be on camera, and, like, did you see her trying to create, like, a little scene with her friend? I'm like... Girl, that girl's not even on the show. They're not going to air that. The only reason they aired that is because you wouldn't choke somebody.
Yeah.
Right.
Ugh, I can't.
Well, her plan worked.
I think Candy had a good point, because maybe if this girl is still out there calling Marlo and doing all of this, she made it on air because Eva knew she was going to spread the rumor. And I think Candy was right. I think Eva was doing damage control. Maybe
she
it wasn't
was
really. It wasn't like a legitimate, like, oh, I'm sharing with you what I'm going through. It's like, okay, let me nip this in the bud before
have
I hear
to address
crazy.
This.
Right.
Thank you for coming to the press conference.
Which is also a hashtag fake. So
yeah,
but I'm saying Bravo would have used that footage whether Eva addressed it or not. So why not go ahead and address it?
Well, to me, go ahead. I don't mind her addressing it, but acting like she's trying to have this authentic moment with Candy is fake.
Or like just
or
running
just
out,
say, like,
maybe,
I know she's
coming
out,
back. Like, ugh, God,
yeah.
What are you, Kim Zolciak? We've seen this before. Now we're gonna go back to that, but I want to jump back to the Portia thing, and I want to talk about the prenup thing. Like, the finances with the couple, it's never a comfortable conversation to have. Like, people get weirded out about money. I want to know, do you think that in the future? I want to do a quick little poll in the live chat. Thank you for being active. I see you guys, Joseph Boza. Hello, Matthew Kennedy. I see you guys. Mike Bowman, I love that you guys are always here. I appreciate you guys. Make sure to like and subscribe to two or more of our channels, and we'll shout you out. I want to do a quick little poll, though. Do we think Portia's financial extravagance will eventually hurt her marriage? she is very much showboating, and Dennis is kind of along for the ride. That gets old. A quick little poll. Do you think it'll affect her marriage?
I think that you got to start the way you finish the way you start, or continue what you started. And he started by giving her Rolexes, giving her diamonds. So keep up with all that, because the first year anniversary, the wedding, she's going to want more and more and more. So he knew what he signed up for.
He's
an entrepreneur. So keep making that money, boo.
That's what you got to start with. Money. The first date, we're going to McDonald's.
No, boo.
I'm just kidding.
Not McDonald's.
Take me to Boa.
We're not doing that. But no, I agree with you. I think, like, you gave her the taste for this. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know.
He did it to get her.
I am pro prenup, though.
So do you think it'll affect her marriage, though?
I don't think so, because I think he's very showboaty. Okay. I think they're just showboaty in different ways.
Okay.
But I don't think it'll affect
it. I think it will. I mean, I do think it will, because I think eventually, I mean, he's going to sell a lot of hot dogs, he's going to sell a lot of weed or whatever, but eventually him, and especially his mama, is going to be like, oh, wait, she's getting crazy with it, I think, if she continues to go out of control.
I think she does pretty nice for herself as well, though, so it's not like she's completely off of his money. She does have her own
coin. She has her own money, but I feel like she is the type of woman that wants her man to spend the money. Like, she'll want to keep her money tucked away. And want him to spend all his money.
No, Haley Matthews, we did not see Candy's YouTube video, because they're all getting these ideas from us. They see that we're over here talking after the episode's over. They're just, I see you guys. Hi, Don Juan.
Invite
Hi,
us
Candy.
Over.
Why don't you come on in here and talk about it?
I've seen a couple of them, and I kind of fell asleep. So I'm sorry. Although I love Candy.
Exactly.
It was kind of worrying to me, honestly.
Candy, you want a real host to manage your after shows. You know how to call it.
Yeah, and it's kind of boring to talk about yourself. Like, you already been on the show. Like, why are you still talking about
it? Right, exactly. It's kind of like that. And then we already saw your perspective in your confessional, so now you're just repeating yourself. So I don't know. I didn't find it that entertaining, but I'm not dogging her. I love her, and I would love it if you came to our show.
You know what? I'm down with I'm just
you
down
with fake like Eva.
Free hot dogs. That would be enough for me. Thank you, my Bowman. I totally agree with that.
Free hot dogs from Dennis.
Do you have vegan ones?
Dennis,
I'm sure
he does. Dennis, do you have Polish sausages or half smokes? That would be great.
True.
I'm sure he has a plethora of wieners to give out. All right. Let's move on. OLG is opening, and Candy is super happy, and she's grateful. She's grateful because she knows, like, look, I've been around the block enough to know that restaurants are not really easy to be successful. And the fact that I'm opening one, my second one in 2 years, this is incredible.
Which is why you should be having a baby.
Yeah, keep it going. The money should be your baby, girl.
I mean, I feel like if you got enough money... I mean, I don't think it's right to have a nanny take care of your kid, but I mean, if you have the money, what's wrong with that?
What is this, the help? No, raise your own damn
you
kid.
You is big. You is good. You is strong. You is important.
Why do you have to choose?
Remember when she goes to the little white girl says to the help, she goes, "You my real mama, AB."
Yeah. That's going to be Candy's baby.
Because mama don't be around and she don't raise me.
Not AB. I'm done.
Aren't you tired, Miss Hilly? Aren't you tired? All right. Well, you know who isn't tired? Tanya, because she immediately, we haven't even finished our first cocktail. Your ass is pulling people to the side, stirring up stuff.
I know why you did it. No, She's thirsty.
Oh, okay, well, I thought you were going to say something. Yes, she is thirsty, but you know what she is, though? She's scared of Nene. That's why she did it before Nene got there. You wouldn't have pulled that in front of Nene.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You would have not pulled that in front of Nene.
No,
she did that control, damage control, before Nene got there. She wanted to have a little scene. She knew it was going to make it on the air. You talked about this with Marlo and Nene. I know that it was not the best Babysitter's Club meeting. It was kind of dirty. But you guys did say Nene is the one that was going to address it. And she was like, you have to address it. Well, you didn't even give her a chance, girl. She didn't even arrive yet. Let's talk about this situation.
Oh, okay. It's messy. Go ahead, Drew.
I will say this because I feel like I'm probably not on the same page as you all. But from social media and everything, it looks like that Tanya and Eva actually are pretty good friends. In real life.
I'm not gonna
look at Erica because she's eye rolling at me.
I kind of
agree with Cynthia and all of them that, when Cynthia was talking to Tanya, if I know something and I call myself your friend, I'm going to tell you, because it looks corny on my behalf to hold that back, especially when it's something that's, like, big like that.
It looked corny for them to sit there in Marlo's apartment and talk crap about her and then say, oh, we're gonna tell her.
It was, the whole situation was corny, but I'm saying, like...
But if you agreed for Nene to break the ice, then you should have kept with your pledge, you know, that you guys, your pact.
But if if they were really concerned about breaking it safely to Eva, then Marlo should have just brought Nene. There was no need for Tanya to
Why was Tanya there?
To begin with, I don't know why she was there. I totally agree with that. Tanya should not have been there.
Especially if Marlo and Nene don't really care for her in the first place. Exactly. Why was she there?
I do not know. I feel like that was a production move.
Well, Tanya
I don't know
why said she lived super close. Because remember, Marlo was like,
don't maybe by default, they're like, oh, she lives right there. Come on over, girl.
Yeah, I mean.
Even then, though, it just doesn't make any sense.
I mean, she wasn't going to eat all that food, so she needed somebody.
But Tanya was wrong. I agree with Drew in the fact that
with all of it.
No. Nope. Because to me, I feel like once they all were like, okay, we believe you should break it to her, I feel like you do owe some deference to that. Now, if Nene is like a week later, Nene still hadn't said anything, then sure, yeah, because now you are her friend. You do have a duty. I agree with that part. But she should have at least been woman enough and be like, well, that's my girl. I'm going to say something to her. That's how she felt. Instead, but she was afraid. She was a punk.
She said she was sorry. Oh, that was my bad. Like, I spilled it too early. Like, no, you should have just been like, she's my friend. You guys were talking about it. If you need to own up to it, that's what you need to do.
Exactly. Like, but Sheree is a bone carrier, and she stood up for it. So
Kinda. No one has ever been so bowdy-bowdy, except for Candy. Right. Candy's the only one that's actually stood up to Nene and been like, I'm about to blow up in your face.
Yeah.
I feel like she's the only one that's ever gotten buck. Sorry, guys.
Because Candy got her own thing.
Exactly. I don't know.
But I will say, like... Not what you would do, because we're all a little too bold for our own good. But, like, if you were in Tanya's position, Nene's low-key scary in this time period with the whole Greg situation. She's snapping on people. She ripped a shirt off a producer. Like, shit, Nene is in wild form.
Okay, yeah. If that's the case, then why piss her off by breaking the pact that you made? So you know for a fact she's going to be mad at you.
Yeah, I mean, I get that she's scared of Nene, and I get that. I agree with you on that part. But I do feel like she just... It's like she ran to tell Eva. Like, give it a day.
She did. She ran. We saw the footage of the night before.
She ruined the party because she didn't even have fun. It's like, why would you ruin
the entire party? She ruined Eva's time at the party.
Exactly. But still, why would you tell me some bad news? Wait till the end of the night or something.
She ran to tell her, and it just seemed a little bit...
Yes, you guys. I know some of you guys think that Tanya isn't thirsty, but she did. She literally ran.
I'm just saying, if you find out some stuff like that about me, and you don't immediately come tell me, I'm going to feel some type of way. If I find out you were in the situation and you allowed for someone to wait some amount of time to come tell me and you could have told me, I'm going to feel pissed off.
Well, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I know we're just talking from the TV show aspect of it.
Yeah.
You know, that she saw an opportunity. She totally took it. And instead of owning it and making it better TV, she put her tail between her legs.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Kind of, you know?
She was being a waitress.
But here's the thing, though. Like, my favorite part of the episode. Like, Nene gets aware of what's happening. She's like, no, like, I came here to do this tonight. She needs to come back. I ain't trying to hang out with everybody again. Everybody knows that these type of gatherings, we get this out of the way. Like, come back over here. So she went outside to do damage control. Fully breaking down Eva. Eva's like, all right, I'll talk to you because I respect you, but I don't want any mics. You know, Nene and Bravo were like, that's not happening.
You know you signed the contract, right? I just wanted to let you know.
Bravo's like, hell no. Come defend yourself. I heard FBI. Marlo's calling bullshit. My favorite part was when she was like,
Candy, you know it's...
They are not bashing you. Don't even say that, Eva. They are not bashing you. Cut to Marla going, in L.A., she's a full-blown lesbian. I was dying. Why is it always, though, in Real Housewives of Atlanta, being gay is a bad thing? They're always...
I was about to say, that's not that bad.
They're always trying to be like, your husband is gay.
Right.
No, I don't think it's bad, Lynn. I think the fact that she just got married and she's a full-blown lesbian in a whole other city, I think that's...
First of all, if she is intimate with a man... Dude, we need to stop acting like you're either gay or you're straight. There's a whole spectrum.
I mean, we remember the Missy Elliott comment, don't we?
Look, I sure do. But I'm just saying, I have a hard time believing that Mike doesn't know if that is a thing going on. Exactly. And that Mike isn't chill with it.
Exactly.
There's such thing as an open relationship, and they...
Or there's such thing as you being bisexual and then you're married. Like, yeah. Who cares?
Hi. Hello.
Yeah, he might be
Hello,
okay
Shamari
with it,
and Candy.
He actually may be okay with it, but he is a politician, so he has to put on this,
he was
political.
He's on the Real Housewives.
He tried to be a politician. It didn't work out in his favor.
Now he's just a lawyer.
He's broke, apparently. That's why they're moving, because he wants to run for some
He needs
kind
to get a couple
council,
more cases. Because, Eva's storyline, she was so quick to leave it in the parking lot. Girl, you need to come back and defend it. Because if not, they are going to write the storyline for you. That is the one thing that all of them agreed on. So she did come back. Obviously, we're not going to see it until next episode. But honestly, like, Marlo does have a point, y'all. Mm-hmm. I know she's messy. I know she's crazy. But you guys, she is saying stuff that was making me go, yeah, that's true. Like, girl, the stalker situation, like, I've seen the series You. It's scary. Like, I would never want someone stalking me. The fact that you
Although that is a great series and I loved it. I'm sorry.
Can you imagine, like, though, if it is true, going to your balcony at night and there's someone, like, in the woods staring at you, I would freaking get my gun and shoot your ass.
I do get that, but like Marlo, I actually follow Eva and she does go live all the time.
Exactly.
But Kevin McCall does crazy-ish all the time. He has been on IG Live multiple times talking some crazy noise about
it. So I have Tyrese, but are they actually stalking people?
He has mental issues for sure, but I do not believe that Kevin is following her to Atlanta. In her bushes. He don't even have money like that. He's in Compton right now.
He just was on IG. He was just on IG like 3 days ago having this full-blown mental breakdown about Marley and like
he was.
How he's coming for
he
Eva.
Was. But I still...
He's not flying out there.
I don't know. I'm 50-50 on it.
I don't know, though.
He is totally cuckoo. Absolutely. But I feel like he's too broke and too distraught to actually
stalk. Marlo said it best. Like, she wrapped it up in, like,
exactly
the best terms. Very simple. She goes, your husband might be cuckoo, but he ain't coming for you all like that. Exactly. Like, you be posting on Instagram your location. You going live. You have events. Girl, bye. Like, it made sense. Like, when Eva's is, like, giving us a story, like, I'm not going to not feel bad. Like, if you're saying anything that's true, that is horrible. I would not want to stalk her. But when you hear it on the flip side and you hear someone go, look, I'm here with her. I know a little bit. And I know enough to tell you, she's lying. She was telling Candy she was lying at the table when Eva was 2 feet away. Right. She's lying. I don't believe her. Like, it was crazy.
Candy was just looking like,
I think she lied too.
Candy's face was kind of like indifferent. It was very Switzerland.
I will say this for Eva. I feel like, not that I would ever do this myself, but every good lie has an essence of truth to it. So she probably does have the restraining orders and all that other stuff. I believe that.
Yeah.
I also believe she broke. So that's why I think, so to act like, oh, okay, we're constantly moving, because she's like, we have to leave this place. I don't feel like she had to leave because Kevin found out where it was. I feel like she had to leave because maybe she's being evicted. Maybe she can't afford it, whatever. And she didn't want to be real about that point.
You know what, though? Someone just brought something up in the live chat that makes total sense. Like, Eva is, like, going on a reality show is kind of like rubbing your life in other people's faces. Like, in all aspects, like, if you really break it down, what she is doing is she's bragging on reality TV that she is spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on a wedding. She's moving. She's living the life of the rich and famous. She's rubbing this in her donor's face. And he can't have any part of this life with Marley. It would be enough to make anybody go crazy. If the safety is that big of a concern, why are you on a reality television show?
Ooh, who said that? That was a good point.
Joseph Boza said that.
That's a good point, Joseph.
He said, bye, Felicia. Eva is rubbing it in his face and that she is married and she's embarrassed that Kevin is the father of Marley given his history.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, because every time he goes crazy, she always talks about him the next episode. Every time he goes crazy on IG, she's always like, the donut. And I was like, yeah, she saw that live just like we did.
Drew. Yeah.
Drew. No comment.
Come on, Drewski.
I just think it's really crappy that, because there were legitimate domestic violence issues with even Kevin McCall, and I just think that no matter what the situation is, we don't know how her trauma has been from it, and I think it's crappy to mock it and to...
But like, we're not mocking it. She's on national television now.
I'm talking about Marlo. Like, you don't know the situation. For all we know, Eva is legitimately scared that he's following her. For all we know, just because he's not there doesn't mean he's sending people... Like, it doesn't mean he doesn't have people in Atlanta checking up on her. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, I don't know the situation, and I'm very firm on, like, believing victims and survivors, and I don't know her situation. And despite all the money issues, whatever, I'm not going to judge the situation because I think, like, it could go a lot deeper than we know. And, she is on national TV sharing her story, but, like, deal with your trauma the way you feel comfortable dealing with it. And if this is how she feels... to do it, then, like, do it.
Yeah, and that's all I was saying. Like, I was just explaining the situation that if an ounce of it is true, that is terrifying. But you have to look at the flip side because we're being presented with it on TV. And Marlo is saying, like, she's not, like, some stranger. She's a cast member. And I'm telling you, like, I don't believe it. And I'm giving you my opinion. So we have to take both things into the conversation.
I just think Marlo takes... situations that are heavy, and she makes mockeries of it a lot, and I just don't like Marlo for that. I think it's really crappy on her behalf. And
she,
like,
does it a lot with, like, alcoholism.
Sis, you're not going to get a peach. Get over it. Go have, you know, go find another white sugar daddy and call it a day.
Labeling people as alcoholics, like, she's quick to tell people that she's a bad mom. Like, she's messy. I'm not taking any of that away from her. Like, she is a messy girl with no peach, and I get it. And this is what she's doing. She's ruffling up the feathers because that's what turkeys do.
That part.
And we still have to, like, talk about what's being presented on the show. And she is making a point that's making me go,
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think there's a little truth. I think there's some truth in both.
In both.
She absolutely has these domestic issues, and I feel for her on that. But I think that she does have a fear of really revealing how hard her financial situation
but is. I want to understand, why does she feel like she's going to buy a house eventually if she has these concerns? Because you're not going to be able to move so quickly. But she's talking about buying a house, so that's why I think things aren't adding up.
Yeah, even Candy said it's a little fishy. Like, I get it. But there is people out there that are totally on your
like,
side. Insomnia Snack says, Drew, I just need all the facts before joking. Like, we totally get it.
I agree. I agree that there are things that don't add up, but you don't make light of a situation like that. And I think Marlo does it all the time. And I get it, she's messy, but at some point, like, have some class. Like, just a little, I get this is a reality show, but have, like, a little class for, like,
but
two
she
seconds.
Doesn't have any.
She doesn't.
Well, that's why.
Money can't buy your class.
But it can buy some ass.
Huh?
I said, but it can buy some ass.
Okay, but it can buy some ass. Let's get into our news and gossip.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, you guys. So, first and foremost, we have, So, kind of what we've been discussing, Eva has multiple homes because she's dodging Kevin McCall, or that's the word that she's putting out on those streets. And our next thing is Portia Williams has given birth, to a little girl.
Pilar
like
McKinley.
I like that a lot. And we've heard rumor on the streets that she might be getting her spinoff show. So.
We think it's pretty much confirmed that she's filmed, like, the last 3 weeks of her pregnancy.
That's cute.
Is Dennis that interesting to carry?
I guess we'll see.
Boom, boom. He's the one that did tweet out that they had their baby at, like, 1:36 p.m. Mm-hmm. And click on the hashtag Meet the McKinleys.
Okay. I really like that name, Pilar.
Pilar McKinley.
You know why I love it? Because Pilar is a Latina name.
Yeah, it's Latina.
I love it. Like, I love it. Pilar.
That just sounds like she has money, she's cute, she's confident, you know, she runs her school. Like, she's going to be, like, she's set up for success.
Yes.
I like
it. She's not going to be too bougetto. Okay. All right. On that tip, so Candy has put it out there that she will leave the Real Housewives of Atlanta if they bring back my boo thing, my girl, Phaedra Parks.
Hell no.
Unpopular Candy. Opinion. I'm okay. Like, I can survive losing Candy if that means we get Phaedra.
I know. Or I don't understand. understand. I'm like, you got over it. I mean, even though you guys aren't going to each other's events, you and Portia are cool beans.
Yeah.
Be cool beans with Phaedra. Get over
it. The dungeon is on tour. Like, why do you have to have bad blood with Phaedra?
I don't know. I think Phaedra is just malicious. That's why.
Because Portia was kind of
clueless.
She's strategic and she's smart. She's a lawyer.
Even still, it's like it's so many years. Candy is like, I don't know, an elephant. Oh, she's like somebody who just don't give up on stuff. Like, let it go. Get over it. Like,
she beats
over
a dead horse.
Yes, yeah. Yes. She's just holding on to. Wow.
Here's the thing about Candy, though. She's pulling like a Kelly Dodd because she is. But basically, what happened in the Orange County franchise is Kelly Dodd was accused of doing cocaine and being a bad mother.
Ooh.
So she said, like, that is the line I will cross. Like, I will not return if Vicky is on the season. Of course, 6 months later, they're filming together. They put it to the side because, like, eventually, like, this is the money. Like, as much as money as Candy has, and you know she's making money, especially off that new Ariana Grande song, Break Up With Your Girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She wrote that?
She got a writer's credit because the remix of NSYNC, If I Was Your Girlfriend, is sampled in the song. She making that coin. She revealed it on Watch What Happens Live. That's some impromptu news right there. Mm-hmm. But the point is, as much as she has all this income coming in through royalties, songs, all that,
it's all coming in because of Real Housewives and its exposure.
She loves the reality TV. It's her main platform. It's her main stage where you're always going
to
be seen.
Escape would not have done that tour without Candy's exposure.
Exactly. No one would have even went to the Escape concert.
But they were still popping, though.
I mean, they're not popping.
But they had sold out concerts.
They're not New Edition popping. They're not Boyz II Men popping.
Exactly.
And honestly, New Edition had a movie. I mean, you have TV exposure to get you out there, and that's what gets you to get people in the seats because they see you on TV.
Okay.
Exactly. So as much as Candy,
they're not great. They're great.
Exactly.
I love them, but I'm just
as much as Candy's friending, I don't think she would give up Real Housewives of Atlanta. Like, I'm sorry, girl.
I think she's putting it out there. I think she would just spend the whole season like Lisa Vanderpump, stank.
Exactly. Stank
and mad, yeah.
Not going to any events and being pissed off.
Yep,
Bravo needs to hold her check and be like, you ain't getting this check till you come to the reunion, boo.
I know, that's right. Yes.
All right, so let's get into some tweets with conversation Pete. Oh, God. That's tweeting right through me.
Let's get the first tweet pulled up here. So we have a tweet from Akia. She says, I don't care if she changed dresses 7 times. Her financial hardship ain't your place to discuss, especially if you're not going to toss no coins their way.
Booyah! Okay, that's a good point. That is a good one. If you ain't giving me no money, don't talk about me. Okay, that's fair. That part.
All right, so JLiv40, what was your script, Cynthia Bailey, for tonight's show? You hardly said a word. You need to be in L.A. with your man, girl. Make yourself useful.
Ooh.
Well, it's like next week she's gonna be real useful. So.
Yeah, obviously Cynthia's saving it for the end. There's some drama with Nene.
All right, Taron.Thomas is currently watching Real Housewives of Atlanta, and Riley is so grown up. Candy, you seriously raised a smart young lady, beautiful just like her mother.
Yes.
Riley
and Noelle are like the bomb.com. I love them.
Riley lost that weight. She's just looking snatched.
Right.
Yes. And y'all all for Phaedra, but I'm here for Kenya. Stan Kenya now says, y'all didn't actually think the queen would be dismissed that easily. Did you? We love you, Kenya, and we've missed you dearly. So she's making an appearance.
Where the queen at? I don't see
she's
the queen.
She's not on this show, but she's making an
Where
appearance.
Where the queen at? Kenya she is now queen, and we'll see Kenya and her big old boobies next week.
Yes, she's coming back. She's going to be back before
Thank
Phaedra.
You, Miss America.
Yes.
Why y'all don't like Kenya?
Yeah, I like Kenya. I like Kenya
Gone
for...
Gone with the Wind Fabulous.
Exactly. Like, I like her in the aspect of, like, I like Marlo for her messiness. But the thing about Kenya that I did not like, she lied too many times to the public as well. Like, she did a lot of fronting. You, like, the audience is the one person you should be the most honest with. You can lie all day to these bitches, but in the confessional, you should just keep it real with the people that are watching, because those are the people that are going to agree with you, relate to you, and support you and love you and hate you.
Yeah,
I still support her no matter what.
Okay, here's my thing with Kenya. I loved Kenya, I mean, kind of like you're saying, because she was messy, she added drama, she added spice to the show. And absolutely, the scene when she went back there and her mother wouldn't see her, like, that breaks my heart this day. Like, she
so
has
good.
Some good storylines, but the whole thing with this mystery husband and stuff, and, like,
Mark Daly.
He's not not going to be on the show and we can't even hear his voice on the phone. No, that's not what you signed up for as a housewife. I had a problem with that.
This is the thing. She was not married when she signed up for the show. She found a man. She wants to keep her love, her new love, sacred. And I don't think anything's wrong with that.
No, it's not. Take your butt off the show. Oh, that's not what you do.
But she didn't want to do that. She took her butt off the show so she can be married and have a baby and be successful in that. She couldn't have both. She met someone that she obviously loves, got married and had a baby, but she also met someone that was like, you're not going to have both. I'm not going to be on the show. I'm not going to be a storyline. Like, I'm not going to do that with you. Yeah. And that, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't have a problem with any of that. What I have a problem is everything that happened before she met Mark Daly. I don't like how she fronted a lot. Yeah. Like, the paid boyfriends, like Walter, like, ugh, guys, we need to get out of here.
Yes, we do.
We will be here next Sunday for the season finale of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Then we're going to do the reunion. So you still have, like, a couple more weeks to hang around with us. Make sure to check me out on my Instagram, Hollywood Leanne, where you can find all the info. DMs are open, of course.
Don't DM me, but you can check me out, though. Miss Conversation Piece on Instagram and Miss Convo Piece on Twitter.
Well, y'all can absolutely slide into the DMs, and you can do that at OKDrewJ.
All right, party people, you can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A. D as in door, Edwards. And yes, it does go down in my DMs as well. So feel free.
Don't get choked. Bye, After Buzzers.
Bye, you guys.
You're tuned in to... Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.